Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Isaac continues to approach South Florida and is now centered about 430 miles to the east-southeast of the Florida Keys. With the center over the north coast of eastern Cuba, little strengthening has occurred today. Maximum winds remain near 60 miles per hour, and as long as there's interaction with land, we don't expect further strengthening. That's likely to occur overnight tonight. However, Isaac is moving towards the northwest at about 21 miles per hour, and on that motion, in that direction, will bring the center offshore over an area where it's more likely that we'll see strengthening. And based on our forecast track, we would expect that Isaac will be at hurricane strength as it nears or passes over the Florida Keys or South Florida late Sunday. A lot of watches and warnings now in effect for Florida. The main message here, though, is that most of South Florida will experience tropical storm force winds, and there will be some spots of hurricane force winds over the Florida Keys. One of the concerns for Isaac is storm surge, and there are some areas we're expecting as much as 5 to 7 feet along the southwest coast of Florida and over the northwest coast. Elsewhere, 1 to 3 feet of storm surge from southeastern coast through the Keys around the west coast, but perhaps 3 to 5 feet in the Tampa area. In addition, we're expecting 4 to 8 inches of rainfall, locally 12 inches, which will cause some flooding. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.